You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Reporters from around the world have spent this week checking out the offerings at the North American International Auto Show. Saturday morning, the doors at Kobo open to the public, so it's our turn. Paul Eisenstein is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, I know you've seen it all this week, so I'd like your tips for everyone going to the show. What are the top models people should not miss?
Well, there's a whole bunch, and it really depends on what you're looking for, because you're seeing a lot from makers around the world, and you're seeing a lot in very different product segments. Before I answer you more directly, we're in the midst of probably one of the most important transformations that we have seen in the auto industry in decades, the transformation from cars to light trucks. Crossovers, SUVs, pickups, vans, they account for almost two-thirds of the market these days. So not surprisingly, you're seeing a lot more of those vehicles and fewer sedans, coupes, and the like at the show than you had in previous years. Now, that said, there are some interesting passenger cars. You'll see a brand new version of the Audi A5 convertible, or cabriolet as they like to call it. One of the most exciting vehicles at the show was the Kia Stinger, Kia's first sports car. It's what we in the business like to call a GT or Gran Turismo. But I've heard even some of the competition wildly praise the design. It's a beautiful vehicle and worth checking out. BMW has a number of passenger cars over there, including a plug-in hybrid version of their Big 7 Series. And you're going to see a lot of electrified vehicles, everything from plain hybrids all the way up to full battery electric vehicles. You can't miss the production version of the Chevrolet Bolt. See, even I do that from the Chevrolet Bolt with a B, EV. So make sure to stop by there.
The car of the year.
Yes, it was. And I'm on the North American Car of the Year jury, and I'm glad to say that I picked that one. But you will see a tremendous number of utes or SUVs and CUVs, and from just about every manufacturer you can think of. Audi shows how much the industry is changing. You know, it used to be that if you wanted to get a flagship vehicle, you got a big, you know, full-size sedan like the Audi A8 or Mercedes S-Class. Well, they're showing off the Audi Q8, Q being their shorthand for a utility vehicle, and that is going to be their new flagship. Chevrolet has the Traverse, and one of the big surprises was the debut of the Bronco, an old name on a new SUV coming from Ford Motor Company.
We know that this is the first official auto show of the season, but there kind of was an unofficial auto show last week in Las Vegas in the Consumer Electronics Show because FCA was there.
Yeah, and in fact, there's a lot of talk going on right now about the fact that CES is in many ways cutting in on the Detroit Auto Show. Some people are wondering whether Detroit will have to blink and perhaps move a little bit later or even earlier in the model year. We'll have to wait and see on that. It is still a very important Detroit Auto Show, but there's no question that CES was very important, and for good reason. The car is becoming a computer on wheels. The lines between the auto industry and the technology industry are blurring very rapidly. As a result, a number of automakers are going out to Las Vegas for CES each year to talk about their high technology gear, but they're also launching some products out there. The Bolt was launched there a year ago, and this year we saw a concept from Chrysler called the Portal, which we're now hearing they will actually put into production. It's, if you will, a minivan for the millennial generation.
We saw pictures of that, and that looked fascinating. Speaking of FCA, we've got to talk about some new news today. The EPA accusing FCA of violating the Clean Air Act with some of its diesel engines. FCA's stock dropped more than 12% after that announcement. What can you tell us?
Well, there have been a lot of rumors that Fiat Chrysler might have been rigging or at least stretching the rules when it came to their new diesels. They're using them in a number of vehicles, including the big Ram 1500 pickup and the Jeep Grand Cherokee. So far, it wasn't clear, wasn't proven, but now it appears the EPA has some hard evidence that may be some serious trouble for them, especially if they are found to have played the same sort of games that Volkswagen did. You know, we just saw this week VW hit with yet another $4.3 billion fine, while six executives were indicted. We don't know what the EPA is saying will lead to the same level of legal problems for Fiat Chrysler. In fact, it's yet to be proven that the EPA data is right. But I've got to tell you, if I were either working for FCA or a shareholder, I'd be worried.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, thanks for talking with us. Always great to talk with you and get the latest.
My pleasure. Thanks.